ATA is deeply disappointed by Minister Buti Manamela's decision to reappoint Gugu Mkhize as the CEO of the insurance CETA for another 5 years. We believe this decision is fundamentally wrong given Inceta's poor performance and poor governance under her leadership over the last number of years. The regulations are pretty clear on this, that a reappointment of a CEO should be based on satisfactory performance. And yet, under Mkhize's tenure, Inceta received a number of consecutive qualified audits by the Auditor General. And we've also on record as raising concerns around ignored court orders when it came to reinstatement of the Graduate Institute of Financial Sciences, which could cost Inceta over 200 million rand in a damages claim. And we've also raised concerns around office moves and refitment and unnecessary spend on ERP systems and data cleaning contracts. The list is long of the number of things that have gone wrong at the CETA and the waste of money, let alone things like ghost learners and delayed certificates to learners and staff that have been forced out of the system because they stood up to the abuse of power. We are really, really serious about this appointment of Gugu Mkhize, and we do ask that the minister reconsiders this. Otherwise, we're going to have to consider potential legal action. It is really a farce when it comes to government trying to restore integrity into the CETA system, and instead it rewards failures. Reappointing CEOs with such poor track record sends the wrong message, and it undermines public trust. And we really are disappointed in this decision made by Buti Manamela.